USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After headlining 11 rallies over 8 days leading up to this today, Election Day, President Trump says,
I leave Ohio. Thousands and thousands of people can't get into this massive arena. I just left Indiana. Thousands and thousands of people outside can't get... There's something going on. There's an electricity that feels like 2016.
The president speaking there to Fox News. Democrats facing a steep path in their quest to regain control of the U.S. Senate. They need a net gain of 2 seats to flip control, but several Democratic incumbents are in very tough races. Federal law enforcement agencies say there's no evidence the nation's voting system's been compromised. A joint statement from the FBI, DOJ, and Homeland Security saying there's no evidence of tampering that would prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt the ability to tally votes. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
President Trump finally gets a break after headlining 11 rallies in 8 days leading up to the midterm elections today, wrapping up last night as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The last stop President Trump makes ahead of the midterm election, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
They think that the president doesn't want the caravan, you don't want the caravan because we're racist or sexist. Not it at all. It's an issue of law.
Also at the Make America Great Again event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there.
The remains of the mayor of North Ogden, Utah, killed in Afghanistan, coming home today as Brent Taylor died Saturday while serving with the Utah National Guard, the victim of an insider attack by a member of the Afghan forces. The 39-year-old leaves behind a wife and 7 children. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Voters in 5 states today will be deciding whether to legalize marijuana. Michigan and North Dakota voting on recreational pot for people over 21. Medical marijuana measures are on ballots in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Utah. More than 5,000 U.S. troops are now along the border with Mexico. They're part of President Trump's push to stop illegal immigration. It's called Operation Faithful Patriot. The troops are to support the Border Patrol. They're not doing any actual patrolling themselves, according to officials. An 11-year-old boy is accused of stealing his parents' car and leading police on a high-speed chase. And it's not the first time he's done so. Police were already after the speeding SUV when the boy's father called 911 on Sunday. Reports are the boy stole his parents' car last year and reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour when police were chasing him that time. British actor Idris Elba is People magazine's 2018 Sexiest Man Alive. The 46-year-old Elba was officially given the honor last night on NBC's Tonight Show. The Beasts of No Nation star says his mom will be very, very proud. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.